Thank you. Yo, 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 what's up? You're listening to Hyde FM, the Taksim Taxi is the name of this program, and I'm Hakeem, joined by a very special guest today, my friend, the one and only.
Yo, 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 OMJ Vinyls.
OMJ Vinyls in the house with some bangers from all the way in Afghanistan.
Yeah, smuggled from the homeland.
Dude, I'm so hyped to hear some more of this and hear a little bit about how you got them. What did we just listen to? What is this?
So the first song before this song was called Adam Khan Na Charsi. Basically, that's like a wedding song, but it's about a dude getting high and he can't like go to sleep, but it's like a wedding song. This one kind of sounds like we talked about Ethio rock, but it's actually an Afghan kind of rock song. This is Salma Jahani, and this is called Jigi Jigi Naro Naro Boro Kese Nene. It's just a random like rock song that I found in this cassette recently, and it's such a banger.
Yeah, and there's many more bangers where that came from. Mostly from Omid. From my end, you'll hear just a little bit today. Mostly we're going to hear all of the stuff that came from the motherland. So sit back, enjoy another Monday evening on the Taksim Taxi.
Peace.
Jiggy jiggy naro naro nago nago nene.
gisherne noriz gali Yer pusine duz gali Lărutia meșdu călinez Că spasez, că hișez Anțați rămăsi Iar azi nerimeci că te sne Angereții că vor că hișez Uzez gărchel să mă cărțchi Iar azi nerăpat ne huzi E vata sfânt Noriz nastume nemena spasu je pišu je vata su O gisherai serena gisherai siroira
Yo, 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 back again. The Taksim Taxi with me, Hakim.
And OMJ Vinyls.
Dude, you're playing some bangers here. And in case we didn't mention it the first time, these are cassettes.
Yes, sir, they're cassettes.
What the hell is this contraption in front of me?
Yeah, so I got this really cool machine from Japan because I've always wanted the cassette DJ, but I'm used to vinyl DJing, and I wanted like a deck that is similar to a vinyl deck, but that's easy to use for cassettes. And this is called like an Odo Tekuan machine. Some guy in Japan just makes these, and he custom makes it, and he makes it so quickly. Like when I messaged him, he was telling me he's gonna take like 1 or 2 months, but he finished it in a week, and he sent it over, and they're amazing, man.
Dude, that's insane. I mean, it's really crazy to see. I don't think anyone has ever played cassettes on here before, to my knowledge. So, if they have, you know, I'd like to talk to them because this is insane. But the way you got the cassettes themselves. What's the story, dude?
Yeah, it's a very long story. Me and Hakim have talked about it a lot. It's going to be a story released soon. But
yes.
Short story, I got them smuggled from the homeland. I feel like I could talk all on and on about it. But yeah. I got these smuggled from the homeland because, you know, Afghanistan really wasn't a vinyl country where we made, you know, vinyl records, and they were more of a cassette country. And I've always wanted to get like Afghan cassettes that were original, but they were hard to find here in the States. So I like made a bunch of friends in like Afghanistan and Pakistan, and they helped me like find all these without having to pay like a lot of money, you know, like, mm-hmm. You know, some vinyls are so expensive, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily I got the, you know, we call it Watandar discount, but like the, you know, homeland person discount. And yeah, they're here. I got hundreds, maybe thousands of cassettes now. I run a page called the Afghan Cassette Archive. We basically archive these cassettes, and we have a couple of projects coming out where we're trying to digitize these tapes and also, like, you know, give an explanation of the music history of Afghanistan.
So sick, dude.
Yeah.
Respect and love to what you do. And we'll be hearing more of these cassettes. We'll let it run now and come back in a little bit later. We're here until 7 o'clock on the sunny... sweltering one day.
Yeah, very sunny day, man.
The sun is in our eyes, dude. But it fits the vibe, because honestly, this music is very sunny and kind of It's very upbeat, dude.
It is. We need a lot of chai right now. So if someone could come and bring some chai, that'd be amazing.
Yes, dude. Well, we got beers on the way. So so a little bit more music, and then we'll blabber a little bit more after.
Peace.
Gir-e-tareeb
دلم خواه دلم خواه دلم خواه بمانیش که تاریکی و بیداری دلم خواه دلم خواه دلم خواه بمانیش که تاریکی و بیداری دلم خواه دلم خواه دلم خواه بروی من بروی من که اندوه شب تاری دلم خواه دلم خواه دلم خواه بمانیش 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 بمانیش
And a little thought
OMJ Vinyls.
A lot of music from Afghanistan today and more. What did we just listen to that you threw on?
We listened to a bit of music from Central Asia, Turkmenistan, next is going to be Uzbek, but Turkmenistan, Mongolia, Kyrgyz. You know, we try to diversify the range as much as possible.
All the stands.
Yeah, all the stands.
Right on, dude. Well, it's been all over the place and I've been loving it. What's this next one you got?
This one's going to be a Uzbek record. It's from a band called Yalla. That's their name, Yalla.
Yalla.
Yeah.
And you, how did you describe it to me just now? You said, like...
Basically, the cover's funny because there's a bunch of uncles just sitting at a, like, chaikhana. Just, like, you know, a place where people drink tea. But this record is interesting because it sounds like, you know, 80s, 90s pop here.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit. Well, I'm more than excited to hear it. And we're coming up on the end of the show, so we do have only a few more selections left. But OMJ Vinyls, God bless you. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you. You
have truly blessed us with this music, and I'm really excited to hear more from Afghan Cassette Archive. And
inshallah.
Inshallah, sir. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Peace.
Yeah.